All right, Mark. Premier League season starting. I have one question for you. West Ham or Man United?
Man United.
Really?
Yep.
Your childhood team, your boyhood team, has climbed out of the depths of relegation.
Joe, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never supported
They've
West Ham in my life.
Climbed out of the depths of the poster, the West Ham poster on your childhood bedroom wall is waiting to be reclaimed. They've climbed from the championship, the Champion League. They're in the Premier League.
We definitely didn't climb from the Champions League, Joe.
The championship. They've right. That's the name of the second division. Yep. They've climbed from the Championship League. They're back in the Premier League. They're here to make a statement and a run at the middle of the table. And you're sticking with United?
Right. Well, first of all, they're playing claret. So if I had a poster up on their wall, it's of claret. My wife will not handle claret posters on the wall. Or posters in general, to be honest.
Not even in a frame. I understand.
Well, it's claret.
I understand you hit a certain age and you can't thumbtack posters to your wall. Once you hit 14, dude, put that in a frame. You're an adult now.
Well, the first time we was already married, and she came back to my hometown in England and walked into the bedroom. My mum still scarily had it as if I was going to move back any day now. The bedroom hadn't changed, and my Homer Simpson poster was still on the wall. And she walked in, and she looked at it, and she went, "When did you leave here? Like, when you were 16? I was like, 25. Homer Simpson poster, still there. I don't know why. But the problem is, with West Ham, there's no West Ham fans over here other than one or two.
So you could really be the trendsetter. You could do it.
No, it's really hard to be supporting a team that's that bad and that mediocre all the time. You see them a handful of times on TV. It's fine when you're there. I can just lie about my past and go, what are you talking about, Joe? My granddad's a long-term Man United fan. I've supported them all my life. No one will know. I might just I'm going to jump ship.
Firmly. You're done.
Well, I'm a Miami
Heat fan. And you're going to United?
Well, I'm a Heat fan. I'm a Patriots fan. I'm a Yankees fan. Man United is the missing link. And the circle is complete.
So you're content in a place personally where you jump on the bandwagon of the best team in every sport at that time.
Well, I'll be
and
honest.
Just ride them to the finish and ride them for
I'm
life.
I'm going to stick out these teams for a solid 2-3 years if they're still doing good.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of on the fence, and then young Robin Van Persie sold it to me yesterday. He signed for Manchester United, which
that's
if you
huge
honestly, this transfer is. I was trying to think of an American equivalent. I was looking around. I was like, it's almost like Malkin leaving Pittsburgh and joining the Rangers.
That's a hockey reference for those of you who
thank you. And Ray Rice leaving the Baltimore Ravens and joining the Patriots. I mean, you're almost talking about people who are one of the best teams in the league. They've sold their best player, and they've sold him to their arch rivals who are a little bit better than them already, and they've just sold them their best player. It is unbelievable that this has happened. And unfortunately for all you Arsenal fans out there, it's a little bit of a slap in the face and saying,
it is.
This is where you stand. Your player just got top goal scorer, best player in the league, voted for by the writers and by the fans and by the players. Best player in the league bar none. And you've just sold him to the team that came one
what
place
is
ahead
Wenger,
of you.
Honestly, what is Wenger doing? Has he lost his mind?
I don't know what's going on financially. They are being as tight as anything. They think the world of football financially is going to fall apart in a few years, and they're going to be the only ones who are operating on a profitable margin. Honestly, that's kind of what it must be. Because
I'm picturing Wenger in an overcoat with a cardboard cutout that says the end is near, or I'm sorry, the end is nigh, and he's standing on a box in London just screaming at people on a bullhorn about how the financial system is ready to collapse. This is what, and everyone else is just walking by, Roman Abramovich is walking by going, man, that guy is out of his mind.
Honestly, I can only think that's the only way. Otherwise, Arsenal are in a financial, they do not understand how soccer's working at the moment, or they're the only ones who understand. Seriously, I mean, they're the only ones who are working on a profit at the moment.
Well, past finishes don't exactly say that they are smarter than everybody
else. But they
else.
Still finished third. They still finished third, and they had sold Fabregas and Nasri. Now, you think if they got rid of Van Persie for that much money, he's nearly 30 years old. They sold him for £24 million, that is, as well. And they've just bought in Podolski, who's a young... He's still a young German. He's been around for ages, but he's only 24, 25.
Yeah.
They got Giroud, that French guy.
But on United's side of it, though, old Purple Nose don't swing and miss that much. If he brings somebody in, he does big things with him.
Joe, that's Sir Purple Nose to you.
I apologize. The knighted soccer coach, because I mean that's what the Order of Knights really needed, was a good direction for Sir Isaac Newton and I don't know. Give me somebody else who's knighted who's a big deal.
Sir Elton John.
Oh yeah, that's it too.
He's the only one who's a knight and a queen at the same time.
That's why when like all of the real knights of the medieval times, you know, come back from the dead and play a soccer match, they can have Fergie coach him and Elton John serenade them on the sidelines.
Absolutely. But this at the moment is Manchester United going, I will raise you a Van Persie, and Mancini is looking over there. Poor Mancini. I think he came out and said, I'm not being given any money. I need to do things this season. And it's going to be interesting because you're going to have Tevez and Aguero with crazy Balotelli versus Rooney and Van Persie.
Do you think Mancini is over the high of having won the title, and do you think he's fully realized, like, he's staring into this season going, oh, I got to deal with Tevez and Balotelli again?
I think Tevez is going to be the start of the season.
But you can't have Aguero, Tevez, and Balotelli in this, and all of them be happy at the same time. And I mean, you could say, all right, well, then put Aguero on the bench, and because he's going to be the one to cause the least amount of distractions, or he's probably the least likely to kill someone if he's unhappy. But Aguero might be the best of the three right now.
Well, the good news is at the moment, Balotelli's been, I think he's got the sniffles, or there's something slightly wrong with him. He's got conjunctivitis, actually. That is what he's got.
He's got pink eye.
He has.
He's got pink eye.
He has. And
case of pink eye keeping him from the field right now.
So he's out of play for the first couple of weeks. So that situation is not into it. Then what? When it does come in...
He's out for the first couple of weeks. How rabid is this case of pink eye?
I don't know. What I thought they said he's going to miss the first two games. So I don't know how bad it is. But at the moment, that does put Tevez and Aguero, they're going to start up front together. I think they're going to be absolutely dominant going into it. And Tevez looks slim. Tevez looks slim and lean. And I think what they're going to do is by the time Balotelli comes back round, they can put him in, give one of the boys a rest. They're going to be working on their first ever Champions League campaign. Oh, no, sorry.
Second.
After last year. So they need to spread their squad out. I think three strikers is good for them.
Do you think United and City are the two best teams in the league?
Absolutely. I Chelsea are not even close at the moment.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Say that again?
Chelsea aren't close. They're in rebuilding stage.
I'm sorry. What?
Chelsea are not.
What? I'm sorry. I can't hear you, Mark. Mark, I can't hear you. What's wrong?
I don't know. Indeed, but the problem is you've got major rebuilding. You've got Oscar, who's just come in, young Brazilian. Could be outstanding, going to take him a season. Eden Hazard, massively overrated. Torres up front. Torres, you're relying on Torres.
You're the only person in the universe I've heard say that Hazard is overrated.
Right, did you hear about Shamak, who was going to Arsenal about three seasons ago?
Shamak, my apologies.
I think Eden Hazard's going to be fine. I don't think he's going to be the player everyone thinks he is. He was amazing in the French league.
Now look, terrifies me. Right, as
Joe Cole was amazing in the French league.
Joe Cole did things for Chelsea.
I love Joe Cole. So.
It terrifies me as a Chelsea fan that we're heading into the season relying on Torres to play striker.
Yep,
that's terrifying to me.
Though I did,
because I love him when he comes in the 70th minute with all kinds of pace and excitement, and by 70th I mean 80th. That's great when you've got Drogba playing the first 80, and then he gets a little tired, and so we bring on Torres. But with Drogba in China, and man, that's a kick in the junk. With Drogba in China and Torres being the guy, ew.
Well,
because Di Matteo doesn't trust Sturridge, who I think is a better player right now, but he gives the ball away.
Well, no, to be honest, and this is for all you soccer fantasy nuts over there, I did actually pick Torres to start in my fantasy team.
You think, really?
Well, they play two games at the beginning. Their first five games are against easier opponents.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to build the team around Torres. Now, even if Torres just falls over the ball a couple of times in the six-yard box.
You know what? That's true.
Everything's going through
him. That's true. You know what?
Easy first five games.
I've changed my opinion. I agree with you. The way you say that, because I hadn't thought about it. And I should, because what I said last year, I'm probably on tape on this podcast saying last year that Torres needs to be the central figure like he was at Liverpool. And in the Chelsea offense last year, he was spread wide servicing, and it was well, that's not his game. That's why he's not having
spread wide servicing.
He was, yes, and that's and yes. It's not his. Oh, hello, yeah, that just clicked. Heyo.
But you're going to look at it. You've got Juan Mata. He's going to play most games. You're going to have a combination of either Eden Hazard and Oscar, but they're all kind of wide attacking midfielders. You're going to have Lampard in there and Essien. What you're talking about is a dominant five-man midfield, and the person who's right in the middle, just popping him in 6 yards out, getting his confidence back, is going to be the only person in the middle scoring tons of goals for Chelsea.
I love this idea, and I'm all about it, Mark. You've got me going on this Chelsea thing, huh?
Here we go.
We're all excited. Goals. All right. So, I mean, those are the big teams. Chelsea, Arsenal.
So, Joe, who do you think is going to win the season? If you had to go in right now, put your house on it, where do you go?
Purple Nose?
United. United's going to win it?
And it kills me.
Who's in the centre of midfield for Man United?
What?
Who's in the centre of midfield for Man United? And we're going to be looking around at Anderson. Carrick, oh, it's terrible. Scholes and Giggs, combined age, 76.
I know.
So there's nobody, I mean, honestly, any of the other top 10, 15 teams in Europe, the best top 10, 15 teams, do not take one of Manchester United midfielders on their subs bench, let alone in their starting lineup. So unless they pop out and pick up Modric or Schneider or some kind of player in there, which could potentially be Modric, then I think they'll win it all. Otherwise, Man City...
City does it again?
City at a canter. They've got all their players together. They've got the most solid lineup going into it. And they've had their difficult first season. They got the monkey off their back. They spent all that money, won the league. They've now had people like Nasri, Silva, Tevez, Aguero. You've got a back line of Kompany, Lescott, Joe Hart. They've got a solid team in there, and they've got tons of replacements to come in.
Mm.
They're going to walk it.
Walk it, you think?
By 10 points.
And your childhood team, West Ham?
I'm sorry, I'm a Manchester United fan. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Let me ask you. Right now, if 3 years from now, Chelsea, Hazard has become a friggin' superstar, they've gotten Neymar or the Hulk, whoever. They've gotten those, and Terry has since retired. And Chelsea is amazing, and United has fallen to tatters by some, you know, Fergie's retired, and United is falling. Are you going to jump ship to Chelsea?
Never. Never. I cannot stand Chelsea.
Is it just because of Terry, or is it Chelsea in general?
No, I'll be honest. I grew up liking Manchester United purely for the fact that they brought a ton of English players into the national side. So when I'm supporting West Ham, I'm looking there going, they brought in people like Beckham and Scholes, and even the Neville brothers. As spiky as they are, Manchester United just done it right. And then you look at Chelsea and Man City, and they just went out and spent $500 million.
Yeah, but they're so whiny. They're little entitled brats, the whole team, and Rooney's jerk. And
this is coming from a Yankee fan, isn't it? They're whiny and entitled, and we expect to win it every year.
No, I'm not talking about the fans. I'm talking about when you watch a United game, how much of the stoppage time is a direct result of Rooney or Ferdinand or any one of those friggin' junks standing there at the ref whining like a little girl about some call they didn't get and they should because they're Man United?
You're a Chelsea fan. You're a Chelsea fan and you're moaning about players complaining to the ref. Oh my God, John Terry and Ashley Cole are the worst two people in the entire league.
I disagree. They may be sleeping with teammates' wives, but they let the referee do his job. And even Drogba will die. Well, when Drogba was on the team, he would dive unbelievably, but all he would do is get up and shake his finger at the ref.
No, Sir Alex Ferguson.
He would give the ref the Mutombo.
Sir Alex Ferguson is looking at the fourth referee, and he's like, excuse me, if you could just possibly look at your watch, I believe we have another few minutes left.
That's exactly, Fergie's going over there. It's like, yeah, just let me wind your watch back. There you go. That's how much time we're going to need to score this goal and win this game. With 6 minutes of stoppage time, even though there was no goals in the second half.
See, if it was Chelsea, the Chelsea manager's pointing to the watch going, oh my God, how much longer have I got left until I'm sacked?
That's true, but my boy Di Matteo's around to stay.
Yeah, for a season until Pep Guardiola's massive shadow comes looming over Stamford Bridge.
I wouldn't mind that. Win another Champions
League. You've already dumped Di Matteo.
For Pep Guardiola, maybe, but he's got a Champions League title. He might be around for a while. How many managers have that in the last year?
How did Pep Guardiola ever manage to get that with the team around him? I mean, now he's going to be, he moved to Chelsea and he'd be looking around and he'd be going, oh my God, I have to deal with this. Frank who? Frank who? Oh.
Frank who? That guy who dominated the midfield against us last year in the Champions League. Whatever. All right. We're not going to. Whatever. All right. So you're saying City wins the title in a walk?
By 10 points.
10 points. Champions League?
Barcelona.
I just thought you were stabbing in the dark. And that absolute whatever, that slacker Pep Guardiola and his Barcelona team. All right.
Or possibly Real Madrid. I think the Spanish are going to dominate Champions League this year.
All right, well, for all of the soccer action for the next seemingly 14 months while the season is going on, Mark Graydon will be at the Beer Garden. The Beer Garden will have everything you need for soccer, all the TVs, your food, your good company, good people. Check it out Saturday, Sunday mornings, and the occasional Monday afternoon game. Mark Graydon, thank you very much for coming in. Wolf's Beer Garden, the Old English Pub. Pierce Brick's coming back into the studio to do some outrageous claims next. Two Guys, One Mic.